Hey guys, this is Elton from Philippines. What's going on? This is my first podcast or first blog podcast. I don't know if is that correct. So this is regarding about how you can move on to the girl or person or partner that you used to know. And especially for, you know, what the things you should know or ano yung dapat mong gawin para maka-get over sa tao na yun, and ano yung mga pagsubok or trials na pwede mong may experience during the process of moving on. So what the hardest thing na pwedeng mangyari after ng breakup is yung paano mo tatanggapin yung araw-araw na wala na kayo, right? So parang everyday you used to have a text message from her or from him, from her. Hey, hey babe, how are you? Good morning, babe. I love you. Something like that. So then you dati sanay ka sa mundo na masaya kayo, or you know, 24 hours or 7 days in a week, parang ano eh, parang nasa cloud na yung guy, and all of a sudden he or she changes his mind, parang let's stop this, parang it's not working, parang ganun. So well, regarding for how to what you need to, the first things that you need to do is to accept what is the reality, how you manage to accept, how you manage to accept that there is no permanent things. Parang hindi lahat ng bagay is yung gusto mo is masusunod. You need to accept na yung reality is not like that. Okay? Alright, so I'm sorry about that. Na-cut yung recordings ko, because this is my first time to use this application. It's kind of cool app, by the way. So if anyone is want to have also a podcast, I recommend to download this application. It's called Anchor. Just go to your Play Store and hit download, and then it will automatically install directly to your phone. So yep, going back, the first step is to accept the reality. So yun, a quick recap regarding on the accept the reality. Parang ano lang yun eh, parang natalo ka sa game. So for example, or let's say natalo ka sa Dota, kailangan matanggap mo na natalo ka. And then kung diba after ng match or after ng game, you go into for another round, or you know, maglalaro kayo ulit. So ganun lang yun, kailangan moving forward, you need to think na okay, this is just another lesson, or you know, experience, add to my experience on how I can be mature enough for the next better person na pwede kong maging karelasyon. So that is the first one, accept the reality. And the second one is to avoid things na pwedeng mag-remind sa kanya. O let's say for example, may mga bagay kayong ginagawa before, or may bagay kayong pinupuntahan, you know, well, based on my experience, I usually go to a place before that keeps on reminding her, yun yung highness. Even pag, let's say bumibiyahe ako from my house to my work, and then yung same way na daan, before kasi magkasama kami sa bahay, and then sabay kang pumasok, and then bababa sa isang intersection, and then ako naman padiretso na. So after nang nag-break up or split, then I usually think of her. Yun nga yung mahirap. But you can do for alternatives. Make yourself busy, or you know, our generation right now is more high tech than before. You can watch movies, you know, or play games while you're on the road, or kung nasa biyahe ka pa. So dun sa paraan yun, kahit pa paano, mawawala yung hirap or yung pain na nararamdaman mo during the time pag dumadaan ka sa panahon na nagpa-flashback yung nangyayari. So yun, that is the second one. Avoid doing things na ginagawa niyo, or avoid go to your place. And to add additional information about it, kasi places lang yung nasabi ko. So, bawa, kumakain kayo sa isang ganyan, sa isang restaurant, or magbakay ng games, or ginagawa kayo na usually nagpapaalala. Don't do that. It parang pinotorture mo yung sarili mo na gawin ng bagay. You can do that after a couple of months or years, and then hindi naman kung mayroon pang pain, but if there's no pain, then you should go for it. I mean, gawin mo na talaga. So this is my last advice. So the third one, delete all the pictures, videos, or you know, that keeps on reminding that person, right? I'm sorry about that. So please delete the picture, videos, you know, scandals, no joke. So, and if you can, just block that person. Hindi maabuti na makikita mo siya. Well, I usually, what I do is block, but, to be honest, na dumating yung time na ina-block ko siya. Pero I realized na, iniisip yung tao, but, this person is not thinking about me anymore. She has a good life right now. She have a family. She have a new baby. You know, it's much better that you need to move forward. You need to let it go and let God do the things for you. All right. So that's the last one. And maraming salamat, or thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope some Filipinos are hearing this all over the world. And if someone's hearing this, like, oh my god, what the hell is he talking about? There are some language which is Filipino, so you may ask some friends, or they can translate it for you. So again, thank you so much, and have a great day.